From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow. Even his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, has condemned Trump's lewd comments about women released in a video from 2005. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, and Trump's former opponents, Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have come out against his statements. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana said he could not condone or defend Trump's words. Even the candidate's wife, Melania Trump, said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man I know." The candidate did issue an apology early Saturday morning, saying that the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now. Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper there was zero chance that he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in the United States in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory asked residents to move to higher ground.
And if you are in a low-lying area, and you know you're in a low-lying area that's flooded with a lot less rain than that, it's time to get out of there and find someplace else to stay in higher areas of land or in shelters, because it will flood with that much rain.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, four people died in Florida, two in Georgia, and three in North Carolina.